Ill-Action Campaigns and the Great Du Bois. The great W.E.B. Du Bois once wrote, "The Democrats won't have us, and Republicans don't want us. Is there anything to do but impotently wring our empty hands?" It is somewhat painful to look at the emerging election campaign, especially when one thinks about the concerns of the African-American community and the American working class. Both have been virtually ignored, or, if noticed, talked to like they're idiots. Few are the politicians who want to truly tackle and engage the state of Black America and the state of workers in America. That's because in the present world of political politeness, one does not really want to unsettle one group by promising another group something. And in the case of the workers, most politicians have conceded the field to that social force that can amass the most dough. That's the business class. With the exception of the former boy mayor and now senator, Dennis Kucinich, to speak of NAFTA is a no-no. The North American Free Trade Agreement has done more to demolish U.S. labor than the planes plowing into the trade centers on September the 11th. Because of NAFTA and some of the pro-business pacts, the jobs in America which pay the best, manufacturing, are fleeing to warmer climes, where workers are paid a tenth, sometimes a hundredth, of what American workers are being paid. Most candidates out there today, Democrats and Republicans, owe their campaign monies to such corporate interests and have no intention of cutting off their lucrative flow. They're bought, and they'll stay bought, thank you. Any idea which points to that problem is dismissed as class war. For African Americans, who are overrepresented in the working class, the economy is in virtual freefall, with millions, if they're lucky enough to have a job, living one paycheck away from disaster. For them, an American economic recession spells depression. This, in a time when schools are doing worse than in several generations. This bodes ill for the generations coming up, for if education is a failure, what of one's life options? Way back in the 1920s, that great scholar-activist W.E.B. Du Bois decried both political parties for being unworthy of Black political support. Writing for the Crisis Journal, Du Bois said, quote, "We are invited not to support either of the old, discredited, and bankrupt political parties. In other words, we're being compelled to do what every honest-thinking American wants to do, namely, support some third party which represents character, decency, and ideals. Just as the two old parties have combined against us to nullify our power by a gentleman's agreement of non-recognition, no matter how we vote, in the same way they have agreed to nullify the vote of every forward-looking, thinking, honest American. The revolt against this smug and idiotic defiance of the demand for advanced legislation and intelligence is slowly sweeping the country. May God write us down as asses if ever again we are found putting our trust in either the Republican or the Democratic parties," unquote. That excerpt is from a book called An ABC of Color, published in 1969. Du Bois wrote those words over 80 years ago. How true they sound today. On the most important issues facing the nation, war, peace, social justice, the death penalty, NAFTA, how similar so many of the candidates sound, regardless of their party. At bottom, most of them are members of the corporate party, for those are the interests that they represent. The poor, the working class, the urban young, urban and rural seniors, they're on their own. For economic issues are not just the stuff of the business pages. Such issues are the stuff of most of our lives as we live in the shadow of economic recession and something that the business press praise as the jobless recovery. Isn't it time for a real third party, one which doesn't have its umbilical cord tethered to Wall Street? Isn't it time for a real labor party that addresses the real bread and butter issues in the interest of the people? Let us begin to think about solutions, or 80 years from now, we will still be reciting Dr. Du Bois' insights. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan.